Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 18, 1806. An Indian legend. As the party proceeds on down the river, they see an Indian on the bank, and Clark lands to talk to him. He is Sheheke's brother, who wants to see him off on his trip and wish him well. The chief, in Indian tradition, gives him a gift, a pair of leggings, and then takes an affectionate leave of his brother. Captain Clark proceeds on, in spite of a windy day, and has long discussions with Sheheke.
Wind still high. The chief pointed out several places where he said his nation formerly lived and related some extraordinary stories of their tradition. After dinner, we proceeded on to a point on the northeast side, opposite the remains of a Mandan village, a little below the entrance of the Chistchitoa River, and the place where we encamped as we ascended this river the 20th of October, 1804, having come 40 miles today. After the fires were made, I set myself down with the big white man chief and made a number of inquiries into the tradition of his nations, as well as the time of their inhabiting the number of villages, the remains of which we see on different parts of the river, and also the reason for their evacuation. He told me his nation first came out of the ground where they had a great village. A grapevine grew down through the earth to their village, and they saw light. Some of their people ascended by the grapevine upon the earth and saw buffalo and every kind of animal, also grapes, plums, and so on. They gathered some grapes and took down the vine to the village, and they tasted and found them good and determined to go up and live upon the earth. Captain William Clark, August 18, 1806.
Clark's biblical phrasing of the story, "they saw light," suggests that he recognized the religious nature of this origin story and its kinship to Genesis. Clark heard many other traditional stories, including where the Minotaurs came from and the migration of two groups after a squabble over a buffalo. The two groups went to live out on the plains and are known today as the Hidatsa and the Crow, who tell the same story in their tradition. The camp would be in Burleigh County, North Dakota, a little south of Bismarck and a little below the mouth of Heart River. Monday, a war party of 700 Sioux.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.